Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, sir, my name is Andy. Yes, we're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of our time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Great, sir. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, we would like to go ahead and know, well, does anybody in your home work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, moving on, sir. Are you registered to vote over 21?
Yes.
Great. And you know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay, sir, what would you consider your race to be?
African-American.
Great. Moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is what would be your age?
Above 50.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You can use 10 if it's very important. 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between a 0 and a 10. For example, the first one, sir, would be making house more affordable from a 0 to a 10. Which would you rate? How much would you rate that?
You said 10 is the
10
highest,
means,
right?
Yes, 0 is not important at all. And 10, yes, you're right. It means it's very important for president and Congress to mostly focus on that. Making housing more affordable from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And fighting racism and discrimination from a 0 to a 10?
11.
Okay, sir. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your answers. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, about the same, or worse as in white communities?
Oh, definitely worse.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can choose up to two. For example, I have heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, or alcohol, or marijuana and other cannabis products, or ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, or cigarettes, or opioids and fentanyl, or vaping. Any two that stand out to you?
Well... not really. I mean, the problem of systemic racism, but I mean, I don't know, whatever two are spreading the most. I don't know, was it fentanyl or?
Yes, sir, I could read them again. So I had heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, or alcohol, or marijuana and other cannabis products, or ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, or cigarettes, or opioids and fentanyl, or vaping. Any two that stand out the most to you?
Opioids,
mm-hmm.
Cigarettes.
Okay, moving on, sir. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
Sure, it'll do some. I would say I agree, but, you know, these are loaded questions. There's a lot more to it than just, you know, pointing people at a different thing. Go ahead.
Because you can as well answer by saying strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
If it's getting people to stop smoking, strongly agree.
All right, moving on quickly. Well, I want to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. I just want you to tell me how familiar you are with these products. For example, e-cigarettes or vapes, would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
It's somewhat familiar.
What about oral nicotine pouches? Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
Okay.
Pouches or packers?
Pouches, P-O-U-C-H-E-S.
Okay, so, okay, no, not at all.
Heat, not burn tobacco products, would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
All right, moving on, sir. We would like to know as well, I want to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to, which is the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, sir, would you say, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you feel it has to do with introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or more government restriction and bans, or cost of smoking has gone up? Any of those that you think is the primary reason for these changes?
I think alternatives, probably.
Okay, the introduction of smoke-free alternatives, no problem. I want to read to you two statements after about cigarette smoking. I just want you to tell me which do you agree with more. The first one says, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Or, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which would you say you agree with more, sir, the first statement or the second statement?
Second statement.
The second statement. Okay, thank you so far for your responses. Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes, sir? Would you say it's more or less harmful?
Oh. I'm sorry, say that again.
Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Well, considering the typical, I'd say less harmful.
Less harmful?
It's different. Yeah, it's like, no. You know.
Okay. Would you say somewhat
like
less harmful?
Vodka instead of whiskey.
Okay.
Bad.
No problem. Would you say somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. I'll be very quick. We're almost done. I just want you to rate each on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. So the first one says, sir, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies have warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
10.
A 10. Okay, the other one says, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you agree to this?
8.
A and 8. And the last one for this section says, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From a 0 to a 10, sir, how much do you agree with that?
I guess 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
An 8. Okay, sir, moving on quickly. Over the course of a survey, people change your minds. It's okay if you did not. Just want to ask you again, sir, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, true cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I say I slightly agree, but yeah.
Someone agree? Okay, no problem. All right, sir. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Like, for example, oral nicotine pouches? Would you say a yes or a no that you have used it in the past 30 days? Okay.
Nope.
Cigars?
No smokers. No smokers in the house. No. Yeah, no smokers, no weed, no.
Okay, sir. I'll just read it quickly. It's very few. And then you answer no. For example, smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew.
No. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, sir. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
What about in this house?
Yes. Have you used any of these?
No. No. Okay. Anything involved? No.
Okay, sir. Cigarettes or pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Okay, sir. And tell me, what is the highest level of education? Oh, okay. Tell me, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Great. All right. Would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say you're urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I can't stand anybody. I don't know. That's a good question. Jesus. I don't like anyone.
No problem, sir. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'll refrain from answering.
You said who?
I'll refrain from answering.
Okay. And moving on, if the 2024 election for president were held today and your candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, Democrat, Joe Biden, who would you vote for, sir, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Definitely not Trump.
Okay, sir. Who would you vote in that case, for Joe Biden?
If there's somebody else on the ticket, I might vote for them.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you for your time, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Mm-hmm.